one lamb test malacha is a malacha of lush. The tenth malacha on the Seder pass very for the act of bishul. The Sfarim point out that the idea of lush is very common on Shabbos. People do it at the table, in the kitchen, it happens all the time. But yet it seems to be the ideas of how to apply it, the pratim of Dudekeha, is a little bit lacking in the knowledge by people. And two main reasons. One are, we learn the sugya that you were sheeted and gedorim to explain what's going on, which is not that clear. And the second reason is that the Shulchan Aruch's case that they're writing, it's very not clear what the metzias were discussing, how to apply practical local mind. So these cases are very not common today, so it's very hard to know what they're discussing to apply what we mean by us. With that akdama, the look is very simple. The look is simple. There's two things, something called a blila ova and a blila rako. A blila ova is something that is a thick consistency case of a deraisa. And what's the blila rako? It's a case of rabbanim. A look of the a blila ova on Shabbos, you cannot do. Unless, in the case of Makom Matzorah, we'll get to how to go do it, you have to do a shini in the Sina and the Gibel. Or you can skip the Sina. We'll get to ways of skipping the Sina. Otherwise, if you do not do, skip it. Or you're not Makom Matzorah, ova is also. Blila rako, the look is, they do a shina in the Sina and in the Gibel. Lamaisa Tzmutter. Adkan the Lokha, very simple. Again, Ova, we do less Makom Matzorah. And then you still need to do a double shinoi. Masha Enkin, Blila rako, do a double shinoi and then Tzmutter. Now, to start, first, if you said, what is the definition of Lokha Losh? Shlosh, as the Teal Double points out, is really the opposite of Teichen. Losh is when you take two things and you combine them being one. Teichen is to take one thing and make it into two different things. So again, the idea is to take two things and make it into one. That's the definition, combining, mixing into one. Therefore, once that's the definition, they come along and first knock out certain cases that which not apply to Lokh of Losh. For example, a person has a mixture. He takes the words of the Chavnishke as Chitim and Zerim and he wants to mix them together. With a person that becomes more common, you put inside your, make coffee in Shabbos, you have coffee and sugar. You shake it. You're mixing the granules of the coffee and the sugar together, or the cocoa in the coffee, you're shaking it. Is there by Yamas and Sugar of Losh? Come on, we'll and point out, no, Losh, you're making something one. Mixing, mean my Arab things, that's not nichol together, make something one. A bad is not nichol together of Losh. It's one example. Another building further, a chiddush, is that let's say you already have something that is one, and you put more liquid inside of it. The case of Chamish is discussing, you take pas and put it inside your soup. So now there's more soup inside your pas. What you have to go do with everything comes from the Melacha of Bishul of Bishul HaKafiyah. What happens to the Sugya of Losh? He says, Echlam, you take the bread inside your soup, you gobble it, everything is of Losh. But stop putting inside, what does the liquid do? And forget, it breaks apart the bread. And therefore, since it dissipates, it breaks it apart, therefore it's the opposite of Losh. Losh is making something one. This makes it a weaker consistency. Therefore, the classic example, to make it practical, they discuss when you have chin in your house. A lot of times you have chin in your house, and people want to dilute it more, put more water inside of it. Is that an act of lush, because now you can body consistency, or no, you're weakening and making it looser, and making less of a gibel over here. It's come along the and Chodshani, Shemir Shabbos, and others come along and say, there's no isser. The idea of lush is making a combination. You already have the combination, and you're just being medalbal, making it weaker, the consistency, there's no problem. And they do say when you open up a tchino, if let's say on the side something dries up and it's not there, it can crumble, and then you want to mix it together, then you might be having issur here. But let's say you already have fully made tchino, and you want to add more water, making this thinner, that's again the absolute lush. A lush is not, is making something into a mixture over here and not diluting it.
Nothing.
What?
No,
that's the point, that's the kiddush I'm saying. The thing is, kiddush over here, that even though you can save each other water, you're combining it, still the whole mixture is coming less. Another example they say, just practically, you have potatoes and you put gravy on top of it, mashed potatoes. Why is that lush? Why? Because again, it weakens the consistency over here, and therefore it's that not the concept of lush of making a better mixture, it makes a weaker mixture. Making a weaker mixture is not the idea of lush. Similar coming from the Zalman and the Shemir Shabbos, they discuss not putting liquid on top of a salad. Let's say even taking one salad, putting sugar on top of cream, shemenet. What happens if you put it on top of cream? People like it sometimes with their strawberries. It makes it a looser consistency, makes it weaker over here, and therefore when you put the sugar, which is zalz inside, the shemenet, you have no bayam, because you can blush, because it makes it weaker over here. Yes, those are the words, and it does, because I've done in my house, it does. Murachach Yisra says, Abdava Shemenet. No, when you have strawberries and cream, sour cream?
Yeah,
sour cream.
Sour cream, not
lemon. They said Shemenet and Zavta, cream and sour cream. Those again, the idea over here, that means I get a tomat, once more, they get a question again, Tchina, the idea, that they have Tchina cubes, that's a problem to make it. What dries problem, but when you have the kina ready made to loosen it, my says not the concept of losh, the ikkis of the poison. Now get to the loch of losh, what's the shear? So come on the mishmu and the aloha being down for the Rambam, the aloha of the shear is kigregorous. Why? Because the aloha negate all achila, the shear is kigregorous. Now when discussing loch of losh, let's say non negate food, let's say the case of offer, so come on the Rambam says the shear is kilatus pikur, the surface of what ghosts make by the pikur. So what is that? Very simple. Sarah Shulch says, "But I'm not sure what that is. Not sure Matzias what that is." But actually, we have the shear over here, the Kegregus or Keinza. Now, what does it mean the shear over here? We always have an option. You can either have the dough, you can have the flour, you can have the water. What exactly are we discussing over here? Everyone knows flour and water gets mixed together, gets a big dough over here. What is the shear over here? It's come with Mavuch among the Chenim a little bit. Minchas Chinuch says, "Shir Shabbos said, look at the dough. Dough blows up afterwards. That's the shear Kegregus." The shear over here, only case of the kemach, or look at the flour over here. Might they point out, not much of an afkamino, because the question in general is, do we say chachashir osim ha-torah by lamatas malachas? So by ma'amr, we're not sure why mishpura does not sound the way. But the cloliest mishpura by klesiv, and by glazes, by numerous malachas, he writes very clearly, we paskin, even though it's by klesiv, yechum shlokish, and kol ha-torah kulu, we paskin osim ha-torah. Who would never Shabbos? We passed it. Now it comes to sad that even my Shabbos catches also my Torah. They ever come along the Be'alok over here when he quotes the Hayodim, the gate, the Sigur, Ma'at, Ba'at, Al Yad, Al Yad. He says that the Be'alok over here is also my Torah. And if the Sheikh Gregorius, he says it's only the gate, the Sigur, Chatzis, the gate, the Skilo. Otherwise, anything they do in the gate, the Sigur, Losh won't make a difference. You're even this over here. Now, once we have the shield here, the one that I discuss in general is, do we have a heter of la'alter? You know, by fire we have the heter of la'alter. Do we have a heter to lush la'alter? For example, let's say you take kemach, you put it inside your mouth, take water, you put it inside your mouth, and you chew it, and you eat it. There, hachil is a mutter. You made a lush inside your mouth. Come on, some zalman, and a vozah, shemir shabbos, but shonim, harkinevsky, all say, yeah, there's a heter der hachil, not to go mice a lush. Now, who in the world would do such a thing? Come on, Revolta Shuvan, he says that they have a new thing in Europe, that they have gum, that you put powder inside your mouth, and you start chewing it, and in your mouth it turns into gum. Do you have a bayan on Shabbos that have this gum inside the sugar of Lisha? So he says, the mice, it's a mice achila, you're putting inside your mouth. He says, technically, it's not putting over the is of Lisha. However, he does end off, a person is not a mishas chasidim when they keep a das to go chew gum. And he goes on about the idea of gum you should have. About the loch of Shabbos, he says, fine, children, women, whatever. But otherwise, mitzvah Shabbos should not be any isser, mitzvah sugya losh, because there is a heter of maisa achilo there. Building upon the side, once we see we have a heter of a maisa achilo, derech achilo, how far do you take the yisoid? That means, just like we know by the sugya of bayer, that we know we can take the bones out of your mouth, therefore it's a sugya of the altar, here also, can a person make eggs and onions with oil, makes egg and sibula, on Shabbos, do you have a heter of la'alter over here? So first, the Rashi and Shuvan Chalal Simnayin Ches discussing the melacha of Toichin is the heter of la'alter. So come along, the Rashi says, yeah, there is, and the portal loch la'maisa and Simon Shin Chavalot by the Rama says the heter of la'alter agam. There is a achrim on mafakpek the shulti gevurim. There is no heter la'alter by Toichin, and if Mishmur said nochay to be machmer to do gvul stuff. Otherwise, in general, usually the ikri pasuk is a hetel altar. Says the Rashi, but how do you know there's a hetel altar by Toichin? So I bring a raya. The Gemara on Shabbat Tavkuf Mem Omed Aleph, but the sugya of Losh. In the case of Losh, it says over there, when it is chardol shaloshu, you want to eat together. Where do you mocho ben yad ben kli? You can do ben yad ben kli. So he says over there, what's the hetel? What's understand? You said the hetel the sugya of the altar, and just like by Losh, you have a hetel altar. Who in Toichin also has a hetel altar? That's the makor for the hetel altar. Toichin is learning from the sugya of Losh. Come on, Dan Fisher. And they asked him, what's the heter to make sibyl eggs? And some people have the hoga to be makel. So come along the Mar Shabbos, he asked this question to Rav Yadli, he asked it to Rav Dayan Fisher, and Dayan Fisher said back, Shidi Yechidoi. So Mar Shabbos tries to figure out who exactly Shidi Yechidoi is, this option, that option, other option. Finally, he's had something. Let me ask Dayan Fisher what exactly he means. Dayan Fisher says, I meant that the Shita the Rashba, that Losh has a heter to alter. And the Elam being Semich making sibyl and eggs on Shabbos, do you know why? The Semich on the Shita the alter is more to buy a Sugi of Losh. That's Makati Mekel. The Meisel, the Mishbu by us, the Magavam by us, says there is no heter of the Sugi of by Losh alter. And we learn the Simin Shin Yates at the end, discussing by having combining Sumsum and Devash and agreeing together, come on the site and say, what is the Isser? And then the Shin Yates wrote down the Isser Mitzal Barer, and Mishbu brings down the other option Mitzal Losh. Says the Mishibu, what's the chiluk whether Mitzal Barer or Mitzal Losh? He says, you know why? Because Barer is the heter of the altar, and Losh does not have the heter of the altar. They've come along, most places come, they disagree and say, not like the Rashba, which you point, you have to realize the Chiddush. The whole Rashba, the heter of Teuchen, is from Losh. Yet by Losh, we do not have the heter of the altar. Mash Engin, by Teuchen, we do seem to have the heter of the altar, but Ikadim, we have nothing to do with Delos Kass. So we do have a force in Rashba, the Dain Fish says, Klai Sel Sinu Mish Tamechon. The mice of Pesachim seem to say not the way. They won't say it's the right, so even in the case of Alto, less than Mamish Petachim out. What's the Svart Mechalik? Says the Egli Tal. He wants to tie the idea of eating, Derech Achila, take the Pesolos out. The Gede Teuche, Derech Achila is a tree of food. That's how we do. Losh is not Derech Achila, do mice of Losh. The whole head is Derech Achila. When we eat food, we have to grind it. When we eat, we have to gather the Pesolos. When we eat, we don't have to Losh. You find that Kimchi that we do lush as a heter, do you want to pound inside your mouth and chew gum that way? And therefore, it's not a heter derech achilo. So Gam the Rashba is coming from the side. I want to say there's a swar over here. The swar only applies to Bar and Teichin and does not apply to Sugya of Losh. So against the Sugya of La'al to the Maisa Gam the Izri Rashba, Bakri Pasu is no heter. Now come along from Zaman, he wants to also discuss a similar heter. And let's say the derech of this food is always to be done La'al to, that's how you make the food. Same from Zaman, baby food. You always do a lalto, you never make it beforehand. You always leave it as powder, as formula, as oatmeal, and then we make it always lalto. So maybe this does have a heter derechila, as not a steer to the Mishnah and the Magar Avram that says you don't have a heter lalto. Maisim Gil 7 points out that this Metzias in the case of Borsa by the brand Simon Shinchov Dalit is causing making for animals to go eat it, and then what the way they would go do it is they would go mix the wood and sour before they would eat it. And they would do also derech, my people could machila, and still will machmer. And the idea of koydim machil la'altel who applies side to a person, side to an animal. It sounds like you said in Yosef, Pashas is not like Shlomazam who had the tzad this way. Maybe there's a heter la'altel when it's derech bil altar. So it comes out again, so mitzad the sugi la'altel, but ik the person say, we do not have this heter. Now the gate losh, we always have to mix two things together. We have the mashk over here, and we have the salad over here. We have the flour and the water. Now the gate mashk, what mashk are we referring to? That means Leon knows again, negate the sugar of Tumah V'Tayro. There's the Zayin Mashkin, which is called the sugar of Schito. The Zayin Mashkin, there's Yad Shochet Dam, Yayin Hedvash, Maim Shemen Chol V'Tal, Dam Maim. Those are the Zayin Mashkin. The loch over here, by when you have flour in the water, is it dark for one the Zayin Mashkin, the mashk has to be, or it could be anything. It's come along, Elochot HaShlom, Shlom Chugar, he's discussing how in the world the Minyan Kvah Yisrael make eggs and sibyl on Shabbos. Again, Shlom Chugar, before the Mishnah Berurah, he's writing this in the early 1800s. Where is this minute coming from? How can they go do it? She has a couple of options. One, he wants to tie that the idea of the loch is dafka by the Zayin Mashka, and what they're using on Shabbos was Shum Navaz. They're using chicken oil. Chicken oil, he says, everyone knows the sugyo, they get the loch and tilas the daim, simukuft and chet, and not nichol together of Zayin Mashkin, and therefore, ma baya, chicken oil and eggs, mixing it together. It's very good. There's no isser of losh over here. Now, who is he quoting to argue on? Shlomo Chugar. He quotes the Prima Gaza. Prima Gaza says, not the way. So Shlomo Chugar, what are you talking about? Maisim, when you start off the Sugya of Losh, the Mishmur has that dumb over here. He starts off right away. What mash are we referring to when he quotes the Prima Gaza? Even Shuman Avaz. Even chicken oil. That means the Bekir of Pesach would say, the Locha mash means anything that combines one thing with another. Mishmur says, even in the case of Roit, when he spit on something, also Nicholas category over here. That means what mash could combine things? Anything. We paskin l'chor pashin, not l'kib shalom l'chor. Now, when you do say combining something, when we have a flour and water, let's take the thing itself. You want to take a pre, you want to mash it, and the liquid combines it to itself. Is that an isser of having a solid with a liquid being combined together. The example the Chazanish and others are discussing, take a banana you want to mash it to your kid. You push it down together, some juice comes out, recombines it. Take any fruit, you mash it, and recombines it. Is he an Isser? Come on Chazanish, and he says, the brackets, Vicky wants a taino. The idea over here is that there's no Shem Losh when you're not taking two opposite things. The idea of Losh is again, taking two things making one. Keeping something as one, as where the Chodeshani is just being mishana that two is a pre, one from being a pre this way, being smashed out and combining it again to itself, that's still the same pre. You did not combine two things making into one. Therefore, when Moshe and others, Be'ikah and Taina, Lalocha Meister, Gamma Shalom Zaman said, that's a posh of this Lalocha. The one Taina, the Seid Shabbat is making two into one, a liquid and solid. The same thing to mash it and it gets combined with his own juice, the Meister will not be in Isovia. Now, in the gate of this mashk over here, again, we have things that are liquids. Combining things that are, let's say, not a liquid, but still combines it, the course should be also. You're still taking one thing with something else, mixing it together. The question that's discussed in the gate to mayonnaise. Now, there are different mayonnaise on the market. There's Israeli, there's American. Let's keep Hellman's mayonnaise, so everyone knows what that is. This thick, congealed substance over here that you can put on top of your food. The question is, how do you look at a mashka like something called mayonnaise? The question really is, the basic sugyas by now, we have machlokes of Rebbe and the Beis by Yehuda. What loch is the gate of the Sinas Samayim? The Beis by Yehuda said the Sinas Samayim is not even Issa Minat Torah. And the Rebbe says you're even Issa Minat Torah. Now according to Rebbe Shita, which we are choshish for, 100% we're choshish for, and therefore by Belila Ovo, for example, you want to make tuna fish and mayonnaise, that can be a case of Lila Ovo. To go to them Shabbos, the Chor should be no hotter. The idea of making a Shinai is only a Shinai in the Kibbol. A Shinai isn't a Sina according to Rebbe, the Gemara writes back with Nevovim and Aleph on top, Rashi writes very clearly. There's no hetter in a Shinai and in a Sina if you go like Rebbe Shito. Why? Because the Sina is the Raisa. The idea of doing a Shinai in the Sina is a Shinai Ksas, lost in our freedom. A Shinai Ksas not making to Rabbanu and Motor. And therefore, the Lachi is that if you go like Rebbe Shito is, by Ovo, there's no way to master something to do on Shabbos. Why you always have problems on the Sina Shabbat, the Sina Smayim, you have a case of a Blila Ovo, a Shinai Ksas won't help it out. That's just a fact. That's basic alibis. The our questions are there ways skipping the Nesina? For example, a very simple way. You want to have your eggs and your oil mixed together on Shabbos, again, eggs and sibyl with onions all together, you want to mix it together. Do it on Shabbos, you have a baya of a blil ova. Blil ova. It's the raiso. You have a problem with that, you have eggs, put the oil on top. You can't do that in Sina Shabbat. There's no heter. You can do it in a Shina Sina, Choshev Rabbi Shito. Eating it? No, mashing is no problem. I'll start with it. Put oil and eggs is a problem. You're mixing it together. It makes it blue lava. Now we'll get to seven reasons why it's Yemekel, but that's first a question over here. One interesting idea they discussed over here is that, let's say we skip the Nesina. For example, very simple example. You take your oil and put it in a plate, and you put your whole egg on top. Or the other way, a whole egg on top, put oil on top of it. Then you stop mashing it and mixing it, do Shesiv Erev, you skipped the Nesina, you went straight to the Gibel. Gibel, to mashing it. That means you did not have an active Nesina over here. Come to this from a study, fine. So now we have no Bayam and Nesina, we're only left to the Gibel. The Gibel, we can do Shina, we have Shina Shesiv Erev, we have a Shina maybe of Ma'at, we have different Shina, we'll have to get to the Klum, they're also flowing around seven different Shinas over here. But there, in the Deraisa, we'll have a term of Shinas. That means you can skip the Nesina and not worry about Rebbe Shito and be more term. Come on, my friend, what is mayonnaise exactly? Is that skipping the Nesina? What's the problem with the Nesina? Usually what's happening here, when you put flour and water mixing one to another, when you put the water on top of the flour, it starts mixing naturally. It starts mixing naturally over here. Here, when you put mayonnaise on top of something, what happens? It's a congealed substance on top of it. Top of your eggs, it sits there. Put on top of something that sits there. Doesn't mix naturally. So maybe you're skipping the Nesina. You have to worry about the Gibel. The Gibel, Dushin in the Gibel. Very interesting idea over here, skipping the Nesina. How do you look at mayonnaise? Come on to Archa Shabbos, and Miriam Shlomo Zalman says, yeah. Anything you want to put mayonnaise on top of your eggs on Shabbos, inside the Nesina, no problem. Inside the Gibel, you have to Dushin. You want to make eggs on Shabbos, with mayonnaise, no problem. Don't worry about the Nesina. Come on to Simcha Bonner, for example, Shabbos that way. Miriam Chesaroth that way. The Aruch Shabbos, he wants to bring it down 7 different times, just tell you very clearly, 7 times bring down the idea of putting on mayonnaise. You skip the mice, the scene, you don't have to worry about Rebbe Sheet over here. Tzad HaShem negates this mashka, because it is a Chodesh Shoni, he says, it's true, maybe it's not the right, so he wants to put it on the category of the Rakon, and therefore he says, it's the Rabbonon over here. He asks the question of Chaim Kanievsky, he wants to say, maybe Rebbe asks all the time, maybe you don't understand over here. So one, first of all, those who argue, negate this idea of mayonnaise. A second point over here is, someone with the Mephoshe Prima Gunn writes, when you have a Shum Navaz, when you have this chicken oil, or Dvash Koresh, you have congealed Dvash. Someone with Prima Gunn says, Allah is, that you're not Chayiv Chattis, because not a Shik Gregoris. Medoyek. Then, however, it's also material. Again, what is a congealed Dvash? That's Mamish mayonnaise. That's the same thing. Can't be anything worse than mayonnaise. And says the Prima Gunn, might have also. Before Prima Gunn, it says also here. Why is sticking it together? So come along with Shabbos, he asks the question upon himself. So I'm saying, I'm skipping the scene though, we have poor Shabbos, people got not like me. He wants to say, nah, I'll argue with people got them. Why? Shabbos, Shabbos makes a lot of sense, he wants to tie him up. The whole Bible makes sense, the scene of Shabbos is only according to Rabbi. Rick will get the luck of Rick, he passes the basis by Yehuda, and not worry about the people got them. Kiddush. Might say, first of all, one problem to even say what he's saying, that we don't have to worry about the scene though. It's only by something that's a bar kibble, la bar kibble, l'chor, you're allowed to do paskin, the ism, the sun, the sun, the shavoy. Void. There's a baya also mitzad the mitziyah shavoy. We're saying over here that the idea that you're putting one thing on top of the other, the mitziyah, it does not mix. Is that true that it does not mix? The mitziyah, if you ever realize, let's say you put your chrein is on bottom, and your mayonnaise on top, people want to make chreinaise. Can you do that on Shabbos? So, when you put it on top one to another, there's some liquid inside the crane and it starts mixing where it touches. Mitzias is, it does start mixing. I asked what Berkowitz said, he doesn't send a head to mayonnaise, because he said numerous times, Mitzias is touching, it does start mixing. That's the Mitzias. So, the Shabbos really asked this question upon himself, he said, nah, that's not the beginning of Losh, why? They only stick together, not really mixing together. The Berkowitz told me what it means. There are, at the surface, where they're touching each other, before there's a bayah over here, there's a problem over here. So the Maito, we seem to have a. So the Maito, it seems to be a machlokes. How exactly look at mayonnaise? The sodom the Maito to be machmer. First of all, we have those in Chaim Kanievsky, because Shani Wami Machmer, you don't have the actual Tzad and Sinai Shavoy. Second, the Pashim of Worship, you've got them that way. Third is, a Virgo Sodom Matthias says most times they're being mixed together at the level. Mamish, even mayonnaise, they do seep through a little bit of the liquid, doesn't get combined. After the Shani, those ones say, most places in Lysa are being makel, you have some of the Zalman and others want to be makel. Voi, the Ikadim, we now pass the Lysa like Rebbe. Voi, can get involved, maybe it's a Chachi Shi over here, a Chachi Shi on the Shi's hold only Rabban Kham Tzvi, maybe can be Mitzarfit. Voi, you want to be technical about it, the double shape is Kavan, with the Psyk ratio on the Loyach Beslite. Shaman only this to Rabban, we're not discussing this direction. No one really cares, it's not seeping in together one to another. So all this far as we can look on exactly how to look at mayonnaise, do they skip the Nesina Shavuot or not? No, but at that level, don't care. After when you do the Gibol, at that moment, it's like klalu, klalu, klalu.
That's going to happen
after? Fine. That's because like klalu. Like klalu. By chrein, yeah. So certain cases, by tuna fish, you would have it. Eggs, you might not have it. Might not have it. Pashas, yeah. Oil, yeah, yeah, and actually, I've done that. I sat there, watched it seep through naturally. The mayonnaise sleeps naturally through.
But what's combining with each other? The juice of the crane and the
it pour, no, it loosens the mayonnaise because it's combining it.
Yeah, but loosening is not lush.
No, but it, here, no, loosening is when you already have the consistency, then I want to loosen the consistency. Here, the mayonnaise and the crane never will mix together. I'm making the whole thing there right now.
But you're not mixing. But
yeah,
the
it
main
is.
Thing when you put down the crane is not the crane, it's the juice of the crane.
No, no,
it's
water.
No,
if you put the crane in the mayonnaise, put, if they saw it, the mayonnaise starts seeping through. Lamaisa, again, I hear it's for Mikhail Khan. I just think very simple is this way. I spoke to Berkowitz, it said very simple. Once put the crane over here, the mayonnaise over here, side by side, and then the chest barrier. There's a very simple way around it. You're skipping the casino. Yeah, just put side by side, my vaya. So yeah, that means the silly shaboy that I don't want to tie no, that you know, if it doesn't mix, they have a cash stream gone, they have to answer stream gone, it sounds like the Dvash Kuroshi seems to be machmer. But the silly shaboy, it sounds like very good, you skip this, you know, and do the sheen and the keyboard shaboy. the idea that people put one type of another, and they want to say like Orchid Shabbos, and he is the Kasha. I, number one, people got me, has to answer with the Dreyfus. Number two, he says the Messias is not Kosh of Lash, I'm not sure why. Those two things, he has his Kasha by himself, Yishlon Maharbe. But you can't just take care of the problem practically, just put it side by side. Sorry? No, he just says it's Ainaz of a get a lush cloud because you don't care about having it sticking through and doesn't get that way, it sticks together. It's not big a lush. I'm saying that's for him. I'm saying it. Segregation Lenichle is Jabon. I'm saying that. No, I'm thinking Jabon and the Paschim with Makel and there's maybe Mustafa Rebbe Shita, we don't think of Paschim. Like, just looking at ideas over here, why maybe two Makel. Left this way? I can think sometimes for myself a little bit. Saves his mind a lot. Fine, that's negate to the Mashkushvoy. Negate to the Chefts over here. What object we're discussing, mixing things together. So first, negate to things that people eat, the double, the Malach HaLosh. That's from one case of Chardel, the case of Morsen, where the person eats it, where the animal eats it, Maisavad is Nichon together. What things that people do not eat? Is there an Isser of Losh? They point out, look at the Gemara, in most cases, Ephraim and Ophir, ashes and dirt. So we see things that even not in the Geta Michael, is also Nichol in the Geta of Losh. About things that are not Gedula like Karko. Is in Nichol in the Geta of Losh? So come on, they point out that Makarko Losh is Samonim. Samonim in the case of Gedula Karko, or even to do it in the past, also the case of Gedula Karko. The Geta other Malachas we see by now, the Geta is the case of Zerah by winnowing, Kemlom Kiveger, the fourth time by the Bialoch, and then the Simon Shin Chavaluk. Then the idea of winnowing is not negated to things that are not gedula karko, at least with the raisel, only maybe with the rabbanon. With the case of ma'amr, also ma'amr, there's no lacha ma'amr that things not gedula karko, only in this rabbanon. By teichin, by the case of eggs, we saw also there's no iser of teichin by things not gedula karko. They were even popular against mutter. Why mutter? Look at the makor, which was a deshin, because maybe there's no teichin oichlin at all. So we have three cases where possibly there is no iser of gedula karko by the mlochas. By Zer, Ma'amr, and Toichin. At least they write so. Masha Enkin, by the Sugya Barer, came along the Mishgur Mingi, comes in the Taz, more than that, Aydal and Beis Rashi. We see clearly there is the idea of Nakdula Karka, is the Malacha Barer. By the Malacha Bishul, we see the same idea over here. There is Issa the Raiso, by things that are not Dula Karka, whether it's meat or eggs or whatever you want, cases of eggs in the Gemara. So there is Issa by Bishul. So we see now certain Malachas do apply by Dula Karka, certain things do not apply by Dula Karka. What's the loch in the gate to our sugya of lush? Come on, some clue discussing again the eggs and civil. One of the aces he says, eggs are not gedula karka. Even the tzad of bus is gedula karka, eggs are only gedula make gedula. And therefore, mabaya, there's no melacha of lush, but things are not gedula karka. You want tiny in the gate to the gemara's case of offer, you want to say maybe this nifl get of akshavay. But otherwise, eggs not a problem. Avmezim goes this way, Tal the Shmuel wants to go bigger this way. I tell Hashem, come on the nishmasadam, and the moshim, bigger the first one tiny. First of all, number one, is the Chayodim and Achisora. What's the sport between Bishul and between the case over here of Losh? That's the order of the Lachas, Lam Tes Lachas, right before Bishul is Losh, and the Chayodim go in hand to hand and twine with another. If one Chayodim decides that things not to the Karka, Chayodim negates the Sugya of Losh. What he says, the case of Teichel and Offer, the Maitha Offer is not to the Karka. And then if come to the Moshe, he says, what's the Lamdas to be Mechalik? Offer is dirt, not to the Karka. It's the ground, but not to the Karka. A couple of the Moshe said, what's the lumdus and mechav between certain malachas between, let's say, toichin in our case? He wants to tell you that something like toichin is something that you do in the field. It's a malachas of karko. It's a field action that you do. Therefore, it has to be things that do the karko. Mash, I can't think of the gear to Bishul Losh is something that you do in the house. Things that you do in the house is not in the gate, the sugya of karko. It's what you do in the home. A home, we do alisha. We don't do that in the field. So things that gate to the field, that will have the head to things not do the karko. Things that gate to your house, that's a gate to all things, whether it's to the karka, not to the karka, therefore can be ulcer. So we can be passing the negate to the what chivit we're discussing the gate to losh is sagu the karka or not. You have to realize this first of all, by now we really have to be a term for eggs and main and onion and oil. Number one, the case was not to the karka.
This is a fight
of eggs and onions? No, he does. He says even though one of them is to the karka, he says from Kugur. But one won't actually the other one, you get the value that one is gula karka, one's not the samosh.
We also combine the onion to something with the oil.
Yeah. He says, so he really gets the value, Shuma, again, he really gets the vicar. He's Shuman the value, he knocked away anyway. This, he says, eggs, he knocked away. So what's this, sir?
The onion. Wait,
No, what? No, Shem is Avad. He says, no, the witness. What's combining it? You have onions, that's all you have.
Because
if the mask
itself isn't considered a
karka,
is that going to be out there?
No. That's
just the binding.
Yeah.
The oil we use nowadays is not
considered a karka? No, okay, we don't pass the mishmur pass on the shlomo. Very clear. It starts off with that dhamma. That's his first two lines.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what we do, again, we have to really, we threw already three atem over here. Maybe something that's not good a karka. I had to what Hashem Navaz, the liquid itself is not one design mashkin, and I had to alter. And these are three attempts that I just throw out, which Be'ikri do not pass the line. Well, that's three attempts that Achrem discuss. But this is more, first that was the Akdama of certain Kvalim. Now, the stuff in the Sugya, we'll start now, Hashem, next time try to go more Barichas. Mitzat the Sugya, we have Machlokes, the basic idea between Rabbi Yoshi Bar Yehuda and Rabbi. We have a Sugya that Yud Ches and Beis, a Sugya that Kuftin Heim and Beis. Before Shabbat it says, Echa Noisa Zakamach, Echa Noisa Nasamayim, says Rabbi Achren Chayim. Once you put in the water, the seeds of my mind is Chayim. Kamal Vesh by Yudin says, Ain Chayim Achi Gabal. Machlokes is the Isna, Sina Shemoy, or is the Isna Gimel? The Chornim get involved, what is the Yisrael of the Machlokes? One way is saying over, had a Sefer by Gibel. By Gibel is a Sefer of Chaim Kinevsky's son, with a Sefer on just Lush. He has two Sfarmi Rots, one oil and one on Lush. On Lush, he wasn't getting involved. He said, Machlokes is the Isna Lush to my Arab to mix things? That's Rebbe Shishi, he mixed it right away. Well, they say to stick together. The Gibel makes the act of being medabic one to another. That's the son of Machlokes over here. Now, similar idea over here. It's mixed, but it's not stuck together. You have to make it well stuck together, be megabalate. It starts mixing together. That's the one side of the side is. The way Eglitas will drop different launches, but it's the same idea, basically. Now, I have definitely go past, and they point out, look where we have steers and Mishnayis. What this Tama Mishnah is, we have Mishnah Yud Ches Yud Zayin Beis. Mishnah over there sounds like Kesosim Kirebi, Mashenkin Kuftun Heim Beis. We're Sosim like a Yosi by Yehuda. Alok Lamaisel, everyone saw that the big three, as the Mechaba with Paskin, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, they come along with Paskin, bigger like a Yosi by Yehuda. There is no it's in the rest of the Sino, only the Gibel over here. Look around most Rishonim, after 16 of Rishonim, they say the loch over here is the Isser, is the Megabal, and there is no Isser in the Sino, like a Rishi by Yehuda. The words of the Mechaber in Simen Shin Chav Dalas of Gimel, he writes for Hochi Nachtinon, by us in Simen Shin Chav Dalas, he writes Tam Yish Oimim, the Klal Yuzi is Halacha Kista. Now the early team does point out, it seems to be Mavucha, the Mnei Svar, in general, how to look in the Mechaber Shita when it means Tam Yish Oimim, does it mean Vekri Paschal Stam? We ask Mechosh of the Yish Oimim. Kedarka the Otsian says mean he should be choish of the Yesh Oimim, choish of the same Matshuba Shito, Rabbi Shito. And the Oimim says no, the Lach of the Ikri Paschal Stam, and there's a Shita out there that they should know that's being Machber, Ikri Paschal like the Stam. That's Negev to the Bnei Svart. Negev to Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisha is the second Shito over here, come along the Mishtabrua, and he makes a very nice list for you. He come along in the Shaitzin and the Bialocha, again he has 11 Rishonim, 60 Rishonim, whatever, he gets all different numbers, he starts counting all the lists of Rishonim, will pass like one Shita and like the other Shita. He comes along and says that, true, there are 11 Rishonim passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but his list of Rishonim that pass like Rebbe, and Baruch 8 of them, and he comes along and says, since we pass, this is the second Shita like Rebbe, come along Ramah, and he quotes the Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin says, Noigin Lahachmer, Noigin Tim Achmer, and therefore the Ramah writes the Dr. Moshe, and very clearly, Nakdin Lachumro, and therefore come along the place to say the words of Meshavu, Noigin Lahachmer, Kisavah, that means number one, it's Machlokes. In this Machlokes, number two is Machlokes Rishonim Tanoim of the Rishonim Halakha Paskin. Alok Lameister, the Bnei Ashkenaz Lameister, Choshes for Rabbi Shita. The main Nachkamina be Choshes for Rabbi Shita is, as I mentioned beforehand, in the Belila Ovo, there's no Heter of doing it on Shabbos unless you skip the Nesino. Rabbi Shita is, again, very clear in the Gemara of Tavolim and Alf Rashi on top, Rishmur and Gizan, in the Belila Ovo, since the case of the Nesino is the Raisa. Shino will not myself, there's no way of doing it on Shabbos unless it's skipped in the Sino. Now, it's true that we're Choshev Rebbe Shito, they point out either you can skip in the Sino or a second option. Where the place can call us Mokam Matzarev Shachat will be Mekel, just to speak out the cases, that even though we're Choshev Rebbe, we don't pass like Rebbe, pass like Rebbe Yudo. Again, the cases, first case coming with Shaitin and Sikon Peidalin, he brings down the Taz, he's discussing making Snoin vanish with some liquid inside and mixing it together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you might say, let it go do it on Shabbos with the Sinoi, with the Shinoi. And the Mishnah, the case of Lila Ovo, he said, since in this Kalsa Taimoi, it will not make it taste that well, will mess up the taste on Shabbos. Therefore, it will not chishiv Rebbe Shito, will go back to Yosef Ayudo. That means what to go do on Shabbos. You want to make a blila over and mess up the taste. The law is very simple. Do a shiva in the kibbutz and in the sino. I, Rebbe, holds you can't do that. We'll go back to Ikar Locha based by Yudo. For example, make it practical. 100 years ago, everyone was discussing, and the other reason why to make eggs and onions and oil on Shabbos, because you eat it Shabbos morning and handle refrigerators, it didn't taste well. And again, in the Mishnah Berurah point out, does not mean it got spoiled. It means it didn't taste as well. And eggs leaving overnight did not taste as well. And then you went on where you had to make it, very simple. Mitzah and Sino, we're not going to worry, Mitzah, we don't pass like Rebbe. Pass like Rebbe by Yudo.
You can't. That because it was left out. Was that
fine. So my end that you cannot have it on Shabbos. You cannot. What do you want to go do?
Taste.
You to make it on you. It won't taste well on Shabbos morning if you make it before Shabbos.
Why
you,
that
happen? Because how can you make it on Shabbos?
So why don't we just do everything because
how can
we do it?
So no. So that's Mishmur's Chiddush. That's why the Shariah is saying Chiddush over here, saying you want to eat it snowing. Even though, fine, you say don't eat the food. That's not what Shavuot says. What Shavuot says, you can make the food, and you can eat the food, no problem. And the Maestro, what happened to the Rabbi? He says, no, I'm saying, what Shavuot says, according to Taz.
Right.
Yeah, we're, since we have a problem with the scene, we're going to ignore Rabbi Shito. We have a problem with the scene, we're going to
ignore Rabbi Shito. Why are
you no, that won't help the Rabbi. We're going to end up doing a Shina Sina also. Want to go to the Beis Yehuda, but still do the Shina and Sina.
You have to, or you could.
No, Mishmur says, yeah, we'll get to why, maybe not now, but yeah. Mishmur is interesting why that's so. You have to do a double Shina anyway. Double meaning Shina and Sina, Shina and Gibel, Mishmur says. He quotes the Taz, his words are Rav Kalim also. It's time to do a double Shina. Now, again, it's one heter, they say, because similar to the Beis Yehuda. Second, again, Kamal Khanish is discussing making food for children. You want to make seal for them. He says, since children have a get of Chalishay Betzakana, also, we'll get back to the halacha of a making it on Shabbos, and we'll ignore Rabbi Shito, and go make a kid on Shabbos. That's the need over here. Other being down, also get to any chalal have the heter. A fourth kid comes on Chadnish discussing giving food to animals, cause the hester to the animal. Also, we'll ignore Rabbi Shito. A fifth kid comes on Chadnish discussing mitzvah sugat tzav alachayim. Also, the animal says, we'll ignore Rabbi Shito. We have mitzvah in the sinah shavoyim. In other cases, the bialoch on Simon Shin Beis on Sevav by the sugat of Teichen, by the sugat really ben Lapin. He discussed when you have tit on your feet, what to go do. He says it's very simple. You can first go put it under water, and after gibel shaboy is klachiyad, not worry about it. So what do you mean gibel klachiyad mitzad when you're taking the tit off your feet? What happened mitzad the sugar nesina shaboy? They point out, Makam Sai, Mishmur is not worried about nesina shaboy. Another makar. Why they point out, says Mishmur, what about pidiyevet? You make the eggs on the Shabbos, besino, beshino, you forgot, and you didn't, according to Rabbi, now go do that. What's the loss of pidiyevet? Says the Bialoch and Sifta Zion, calling the El Rabba, but yeah, but it was Samich on Iker Shito, but Yosef Ayudu, would not Maisa ask the food. Kamal Chadish says, Makam Tchak, Makam Kavod Abrius, a case where the Maisa, you need the food, you should have done before Shabbos. Example, the Pais Kursa, you should have made Chareis before Shabbos. You forgot to. You could have made it, you forgot to. Says that case, where Shabbos will cause, therefore the Lach is, come, you make them Shabbos for El Pesach. Why? And Samich on the Shitas of Yosef Ayudu, and not worry about Rabbi Shita, Mitzal Sugim Nasino. Because we need it. Because we need it for the Seder. They point out, however, so the Paiskim, I do like a very 10 different term over here. Either Getsun, Tzarf Tinnik, Achayla, Hetet, Tzarf Achayim, Tzarf Aperson, Bidiyevit, Tzarf Tzak, you need the food, different term over here. They point out, true, you have only the term, however, let's say a simple case. You could have made it before Shabbos, and you should have made it before Shabbos, and you did not make it before Shabbos. And it's not needed, you have a right to make it on Shabbos. But Maitha will chit you Rabbi Shito. And there's no way called Rebbe, you would have seen or what? Forget, in case you forgot. In case you forget, come on, the Swam said there's no heter. I mean, if you, Bashat Chak, you get involved with this, Mishmur said Bashat Chak, do it all day, go. Otherwise, they point out, you forget, Maitha, Chosh Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's the right in the Sino. There's no way to do the Shina in the Sino, it's not the way to the Raisa. And therefore, if you forget, you won't have any heter. Yeah, you can skip in the Sino. That means either you can skip it, that means you made a case, if you're all the skipping, or side by side. Or you have these 10 terms, but not in the case of forgetting. Now, once we have this machlokes over here, again, the Grace by Yehuda and Rebbe, if you're passing the Grace by Yehuda, there's no Isser, Mitzvah, and the Sinah Shabbai. However, as Mishmur points out, no it's the Raisa, but they mean Issa the Rabbanon. It says to be Aloch and Simshin Chav Dalad, Neger for an animal, or maybe in a case where it's a La Bagibel, it won't be Geza or other things, it won't be Issa the Raisa, therefore it won't be Machmur, it's an Issa the Rabbanon over here. But it comes along that according to Ramah Mashito, which Mechava Pasch is like, there's never an Issa the Raisa in Samayim. Never. Why? Geza by Yehuda. When's the Bagibel, not Bagibel? The Mechava Shito, the Iker, it's called like the Rambam, there's no Issa Mitzan, the Sin Samayim. Now, to understand that, they point out, of course, there's a big problem over here. The first Rambam, in Parakhes, that brings down that someone wants to put a Zer Pishtin, wood inside top of his flax seeds, or top of his Sumashlim, the Loch is Yechayim Mitzan Losh, Chiyim. You pour water on top of these flax seeds or this sesame seeds, the Loch is Yechayim. The Loch Lamais is brought down by the Mechava and Simon Shimem Sivyut Beis. Mechaber, the Rambam, multiple, there's no Issa Nisiya Samayim. They both bring down that pouring water on top of something is an Issa Deraisa. Big problem over here. How in the world can you say there's an Issa Deraisa if you hold a grace by Yehuda? You hold there's no Issa of Yemitan Nisiya Samayim. There's no effect on Chorin, the Shabbos, and others. Maisa, if you look in Simon Shimem Sivyut Beis, look at the Taz, Mechaber, Mishibu, there's not one word there. It was very awesome. They'll explain out one word that's going on in Mechaber. There's nothing there. The way that Chorin want to answer what's shadow over here, coming from Yom says, there are different ideas in the Geir Tlosh. There's pouring one thing on top of another, and they're doing an act of Gibel. You do one stage, you do a second stage. Let's say there is no second stage. The whole Lisha Gemur is done by the Nesino. That's all there is. You pour water on top, and that's it. We see from the Sugis of the Prim Gonim, that itself, you mechai for it. He says, what's together? He says, for example, you pour water on top of your flour, you pick up the flour, and it doesn't stick together. Until you knead it together, you have to knead it. You pour your flour, your water on top of your flax seeds over here, you pick it up, it'll stick together. Right away, the Elisha Gemur, the scene itself is Elisha Gemur. So once it's Elisha Gemur, miyad, even the Rambam, even the Mechaber holds the scene of Samayim Yechayim. The evil come along also, according to the Rambam, even we just said these 10 Eterim, Mokhmet Chak, will cover the Priyas and Kedoyimah, all these Eterim, why we're not going to go like a Beisi by Yehuda, going to go like a Beisi by Yehuda, not like Rabbi. But according to him, there also will not be any heter when the Nesin itself does everything. That means all these attempts that we just said doesn't apply. Could go like a Ram sheet, like Grace by Yehuda, but Grace by Yehuda agreed to hide when the Nesin does everything. And what does that mean? We'll give cases. Really, two points over here. First of all, is this halacha dafka by Avila Ovo or even by case of Rakel? That seems to be one interesting machlokes over here. The Chanush says it's Chumro. In Simon Shemem, the Sifu Beis, applies whether it's Rakovo. If the Sina is pouring the water, that's it, that's how you make the Blilo. Says the Chanesh Maisi, even Isser, even quoted Gersh by Yehuda. Shabbat thinks down that way. It's how Shadim Moshe and Shuba said, no, the whole time Chumra Dapko, we're talking about Dereiso, or Blilo Ovo. Mashik and Blilo Raki want to say, we won't have this Chumra of putting your liquid on top of your sesame seeds. We are not making that case. He says, yeah, we're saying Malacha, yeah, Chayiv. And this is how you do the act of the Gibel. This is the whole entire thing over here.
Even if I am a
Gabel,
by Iraq,
I'm still not there. That's the reason they stick very well together, has the Cheshivas over here being a Gibel. I hear. Sounds like. The way the Shmei Shab brings down the Rabbah. Seems to be that way. Now, the mice is just a case where they apply it very simple. Come on, we'll probably discuss about instant potatoes. Instant potatoes is what you do. You buy powder, you pour water on top. Or the case my kids buy all the time, manachamaz. Manachamaz are, in English, manachamaz, fine. So, you have these manachamaz. What? Instant soup, whatever, that you pour inside and they mix, you wait 5 minutes and time gets cool. Now, you don't do any gibble, never mix it together. So come along with Moshe, Shemir, Shabbos, Chotran, the others being down, that's Mamas, Dimash, Shemir, Sef, Yubayis. To make it on Shabbos, there's no heter according to anybody. There's no Shin, you can go down, not to be Shemir, anybody, no heter of Mokhmat, no heter of children, no heter of anything. The Maitha, this case, is Issa Deraisa, according to everybody. Deraisa, it's thick. Now, if it's thin, if it's Raka, there seems to be a little bit of a shadow to go do. Those who want Taino, those who are Makel, or Moshe, or so Makel over here, Moshe, right, I'm thin, you can be Makel, but Shinoi. Come on, the Yash says, even those who are being machmed by thin, by the case of Shulchan Aruch, Gedia sticks well together. Here he wants a taino. The whole Gedia says, you pick it up as it comes together. You pick up your mashed potatoes, don't come together. So there is a difference. So maybe the only time you machmor on thin is when it comes mamish stuff together. Maybe he's a little bit different, doesn't stick as well together. Says though, the liashiv. If it could be every bit, but rakobi is better. Yeah, they have to do shina. Shina works. Shina would work. Another example is called making
soup.
Instant what?
Instant soup.
Not soup. It's
I'm saying instant soup. That's not a problem.
That's liquid. That might be other so bishul, other things. Not get
like
not lush. It's not lush. Won't be lush. But the other problem. Not this. What? Oh, so it depends how they made it. Ready was cooked already, and we're eating it. Give out all the of bishul achafia, making it clean shlishi. They take care of other problems. They say anyway, by amitan lush. They have another case making it's an oatmeal. Kamal Sfar on the being down, also making pudding on Shabbos, Kamal Shemir Shabbos. One time making pudding on Shabbos. I'm not sure how to exactly make it, but it sounds like the same idea. You pour one on top and makes a pudding over here. The Nesina itself does everything. Pouring wood is the whole act. You don't have to mix. That's the Chiddush Siman Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis.
There's no such thing as skipping the Nesina.
Right. No, that is. The Nesina is the whole entire thing, the whole act over here.
You may have to mix it.
No, you have instant potatoes. You might want to get to the bottom. No, you don't have to. The mixing, the pour water does that does everything over here.
How is it possible? Even if it's at the bottom, how is it possible to make a
sinner?
The
sinner
couldn't make
a sinner. No, so do the gibel.
Yeah, but what's with the
sinner?
Isn't it always at the bottom?
No, the idea of the switching the sinner is a sinner ktaf. Shesiverev is a good, it's a sinner gomer.
Yeah, but that's only the gibel.
Fine. No, we are in the Sina. We're doing a Shina a sense of error. We're doing a Shina Gomer in the Sina. We usually in the Sina.
You get the water in the entire
sense of error. Let's say put side by side. Let's see if we can do it, right?
You put water side by side.
If you can't. If you can't, yeah.
We're
making three potatoes out of this water. We'll have to get the Shinas are. Maybe doing Biyad, maybe doing Ma'ak Ma'ak. Let's get the Shinas. We'll just say the Heter Shino. We'll have to get the Kolomo Shino. Now, Kamal Moshe says in discussing pudding, he says also the loch is if it's ava, it's also you have no heter. If it's rakir, you back to that. There'll be mutter. Kamal the avos and the shuvim about making jello on Shabbos is a mutter also. So he gets involved inside the sugya of losh. He said even beside from the sugya of losh, you have bayab inside the sugya of neila inside the sugya of nechol. Also, the mice you cannot make it on Shabbos. What? Sorry? Oh. Are you coming for me? Okay. Anyone to call? Fine, that's again in the race by Yehuda. Now, he agrees there's a chiv over here. Now back again, still the Reish by Yudah, but Ikri Paskin. Again, we're coming along, we pass the Reish by Yudah, that's I'm not some machaber. We had the term, I attempt to not apply in the case when you have the scene that does the whole entire thing over here. Come on to the next level in this question over here. In the Reish by Yudah, the Gemara's case is Echonosh and as a Mayim, Echonosh and as a Kamach, a case that is a Bar Gibel. In the Bar Gibel, the Meister Machloikis, and the Reish by Yudah holds the chiv and only the Gibel Shmoy, not in the scene of Samayim. What happens if something is a La Bar Gibel? What of Yosef by Yehuda that we passed like, what does he hold in such a situation? So Bethlehem, again, we have a mission of Yizayin Abayis, the mission that says, when you put the Diyoy with the inside to do Shirusa and to soak it, has to be done before Shabbat, not on Shabbat. Says the Gemara, why is that so? Who's the mission like? The Gemara says, if Yosef says, that's Rabbi Shito. Kamal of Abayi, and Abayi says, what do you mean? Maybe the whole time I'm like, if Yosef by Yehuda and Rabbi is doctored something that is a fire evil. But something that's Laba Gibel, like the case over here by Dioi, maybe Emin Gizi Chai for it, and therefore will have a different halacha. At Kana Gemara, it sounds like the machlokes of Yosef and Abaya, what's the halacha of a Laba Gibel? Isn't Laba Gibel the same machlokes or better? Or is the Laba Gibel something that's even worse? It's Chomer Tvei. What is Laba Gibel at the end of the day? Is it better or is it worse? Yosef's understanding, the might say it's more Kal, it's Laba Gibel. We'll see, it'll be Kal. La Ba Gibel will not be even the right to do the act of Gibel. It's more Kal. Is it more Kal or Chomer Tvei? That's what Mishmur comes out with. That's his Cheshmer. not going to go into base by Yudas, Mokal. I mean, question is, Laba give him Mokal or Chometre? That's a shame of base by Yudas.
Is it
in
your
list of Yudas
or not that?
In the
base
by Yudas. It's not like there's a Bayan of Yudas.
Is it in the
list of Yudas? Yeah. I think so. Now, the question, how do you read the Gemara's Maskalna? Again, we had the Yudas and we have a Bayan. Has anyone agreed to the other? Come on, tell us, within the Sugya, it says that Yudas was the Kabbalah by his words. Bayan had his Kasha, and Yudas doesn't seem to argue with it. I said, Hashani, come on, the Chanish says, whoa, the Maisa, we never see a Yosef agree to him, number one. And number two, the Maisa, Abai is only a Talmud. And number three, we never saw even Abai says as a fact. Abai only says a question. Maybe let's go say this. Chanish, let's read the Sugya. Forget, Abai agrees to Yosef. That means, first, in reading of the words of the Sugya, who agrees to who, it sounds like, how do you look at it? Is Abai agreeing to Yosef and the day just asking an oro? Or forget, Yosef is going like Abai. The Maisa and the Getu of Yosef by Yehuda Shita in the scene of Samayim. Again, there's a bar gibel, which Avada is not Minatoyo, which Shmuel says it is in the scene of Samayim. I mean, it's Drabon, that's for sure. In the Lab bar gibel, what comes out of here? So, Maisa, we have the Ram Shita that says Lab bar gibel, the look is the Maisa is not going to be also Minatoyo, Lab bar gibel, but in the scene of Samayim. Which Shmuel says that not only the Rambam, says it's the Rif, it's Rashi that way. Again, the Chanish says no, the Rambam is Das Yochid, says no right from Rashi in the Rif. Atan Hashem, you look at Tosfos in the Sugya Afi Ches, he makes like three levels over here. There's a bar gibel, la bar gibel in between over here. And he comes along and says, it's not the way, something that's a la bar gibel, it's chomer tvei, and the sees of mine, the mice in the chai for it. That's the Ravid, when he quotes Rambam, he disagrees very stark. Says, forget it, says la bar gibel, makes the thing even worse over here. And the words of the Taz and the Mishibu and others say, Be'ikir we paskin, the words of Be'aloch is, Chayim das achreinim, the la bar gibel is worse than the sees of mine. The Chai Odom says, that's where we hold a loch la maiso. That we pass Lama Gibel and Maisa's worst. Now, even on that, Lama Gibel and Maisa's worst, there seems to be a third argument over here. What to go do? What does that mean? Is it worse over here? Worse in which avenue? The way Mishmu, when he says over that's worse, coming from most poskim, it's worse, and then the scene is Hamayim and Maisa Chai for it. That's how it's coming from the Aruch Hashulcha, people got them, others, the Pharisee, that when it's worse, meaning Yamichai Mitzad the Gibel Shavai, when the scene is Hamayim. Tashani, look at the base date of Simon Shinuch of Dalit slowly, the way the Chayodim explains it. And come on the Chanish, he says, Laba Gibel is worse, and therefore everyone agrees with Chay for being Megavel, for needing it. These base dates sounds clearly not the way that what Avad sees in mind, Rabbi Yossi, by Yudin, says not Chay for it. Means, in being Megavel, Thai Rebbe be more Machmer, like Rabbi Yossi by Yudon. I mean, the Chanish Shito, if I get, the Chometre is the Rebbe Shito. That even the Gibel, everyone agrees that Maisha can be Chay for it. The other thing is by the Gibel, that's not be also not Shaila Machlokes. The Shmuel says, yeah, the Shtal says. So first, the Maaseh it comes up inside the Sugya Shabbai. Vicar, we have three different Machlokes over here. We have one Machlokes of Yosef by Yehuda versus Rabbi. That comes according to Yosef by Yehuda, the Loch is also be Megabel. That's Vicar we Paskin, and his Rabbi is the Sias of Ma'ariv Rabbi Chosh for. That's one. The second Machlokes in the Yosef by Yehuda. What's the Loch of a Lab by Gibel? That's Machlokes Rambam versus Rabbi. Is Chomer Tvei or not? And third Machlokes is in the Chomer Tvei, so in the Ravid, is what means Chomer Tvei. Is it more Chomer Mitzad the Tzias HaMayim or Mitzad the Gibel? The Swarm, look around, they start off with Be'ikir being Choshev for all four Shitas over here. Three Machlokes are four different Shitas. Number one, the Choshev Graced by Yehuda, that's what Shem say, that's how Be'ikir is asking. Number two, the Choshev Rabbi, say by Shumo. Number three, in by Gibel for the Ravid, Shitas more Chomer Tvei, according to Mishnah Berurah and the Sina Shavoy. And number four, in by Gibel for the Ravid, for the Chanish, then the Gibel. Those are again three machlokes with four different shitas. Now, in the Getu, this idea of mixing things, we say the idea in the Getu of Blilo, there are really different levels of making a Blilo, making a mixture. There's Blilo Ovo, there's Blilo Rakel, there's a case of Pigas Kedolas making big pieces, there's Mayim Machurim and things that dissolve. Make five levels over here, making a mixture over here, when things get combined. First, what's a Blilo Ovo and what's a Blilo Rakel? That means the Blilo Ovo in the case of the Raisa, the Blilo Rakel in the case of the Rabbanon. The main Nafkamina again is that we're Choshev Rabbi Shita, and the Sina of Mayim, when the Sina, we mark the Blilo Ovo, there's no head of making a Shinoi. So the Be'ikil Elm is coming from the Chaznish, and the Chaznish says over that the Vada, a case of a Blilo Rakel, is something that pours. It's a gush, however, it's not a liquid, it's something that pours over here. Mash Enkin, something that does not pour, that seems to have a consistency to it, Nichol get a Blilo Ovo, which I think to be. The way the Ikkar Sarama seems to understand, the Gambas of Avucho, But it seems to me that when you make a consistency, like the words of the Svama, cake batter, pancake batters, everyone sees you're making a mixture over here, except when you take it, pour it out. It pours out. That's blue lirakel. Want to make them Shabbos, whether it's to get your return or oatmeal, whatever it is, pour it out. That, and then it gets to go making a shinoi. The thicker you get to it, and it gets to the level where it starts not pouring out, it plops out. Take cottage cheese, you pour it, it plops out step by step, it doesn't pour out. That'll be the little ghetto of blue lirakel. I said, if you make it very thinly, every certain cereals will scorch over. That means it seems to be that the blila oval is something that you plop out, that does not pour much ink, and the blila rakel is something that pours out. Now, again, blila oval, the lock is deraiso. A blila rakel is more right. So, in the case of a drabon over here, that's two levels. A third level, below blila oval, kamal kadesh calls something in my machurim, dirty water, which seems to be a different level when you call something that dissolves inside. Seems to have two levels below blila oval, blila rakel. Seem to have a case over here, for example, you have spices you put inside your salad dressing. Salad dressing pours. The spices don't dissolve inside. See a little piece inside. But the whole thing is the mice still pours over here. In this case, Kamalun Khanish says the mice, that's a get of a liquid. That's not in the Malacha Lush. But Moshe and others come along tiny, that's not in the Echla Lush. It pours out over here. They do discuss, even the case where you have these things over here, let's say on the bottom of the Kli, the mice it still stays congealed together, and on top, gets mixed in together with it. This is a shell, you have to worry about the bottom of the clay. A lot of times you make certain things, on the bottom it will get congealed together, on top it will get mixed in with the other thing, or the other thing on top. So this is a shell, a chanish and the maise, if it gets on the bottom congealed together, you have a bayam, so it's a give lush. The maise, others want to tie them, sharm, you want to tie them. No, the maise, you have no kavon of lush. The whole idea is because you want to mix it together, the thing about you have no interest for, so you want to tie not nichol and lach and lush. So there is a shell, we have things left on the bottom. How do you look upon it? Do you have a problem with the sugya of Losh?
Is that when it actually comes together? It wasn't just sediment falling down?
Yes, I think so. We'll get to what I think we're discussing. Yes. That means we have a case over here, number one, we have things, Maim Achurim, and the case afterwards, the thing that dissolves, meaning you put your coffee, your sugar, with your coffee and sugar and tea, all inside these things, they dissolve inside something, inside water, so the things that dissolve, Kamal Khandish says, they had to wipe, they didn't even make anything over here. Maim Achurim sounds like the two cases over here. Again, the same Bar-Kibbo starts asking what the difference between Maim Achurim is and dissolving. There are two different cognitions, seem to be in a case where the consistency is the liquid. You put, again, I think, salad dressing and spices. Spices do not dissolve. You see them there. That's Maim Achurim. It gets dirty.
It's liquid with people inside.
Yeah.
It's not cold in a
Bar-Kibbo. It's still a liquid. I don't care about Bar-Kibbo, it's not lush. I want to make it not lush. The other things over here that dissolve inside. Now, there is an interesting question. When in the world do you cake batter turn into cake batter and split it over, and your coffee, sometimes you can put tons of coffee, it gets very thick. So, I'm not sure. You put a lot of coffee, it's very thick. Where do you switch over? Where switch over to blue rakla? In the case of dissolving things, everything dissolves eventually turns thick. What do you think your cake batter things dissolve? Not sure. You should know where the turning point is. One interesting case, you make Turkish coffee in Shabbos, you're allowed to go do that or not. So years ago, we once made out of Brith, Turkish coffee, and the bomb mamash was solid. We went around with it, asking different people what to go do with it. Is it mutter also? So someone brought to the Yashiv, and I said, mutter, I don't know exactly why. I said, mutter, Perku, said, yeah, it's all congealed in the bomb, I said, baya, over here. And he said, once I said, also, the Chodshani wife, Pasha is making Turkish coffee on Shabbos also. Now, you could get involved, maybe we said before, on the bottom, but here, the whole tzura is, that's what Turkish coffee is. It is supposed to sit on the bottom. It's not like you make too much and, you know, the sediments fell on the bottom. The whole thing is, it's turned to rock. We walk after that, it was Mamash Iraq over there, and Mamash gets to the one entity over here. So, Maisa, I see there are, say, because Ish wants to be Michael, I see there be no Shmir Michael. I don't have why, so Shani Maisa Kor Pasha be also. Unless you get involved with Kloma Shinu to Michael, of course, Shmir Baya making Turkish coffee and Shabbat will not have the heter of mine Akurim or the Muslim melting of things inside. So again, so you went through over rakel, maim achurim dissolving. The one thing above that is, what about thick pieces? Pizza gets thick together. Seems to be first a question in general. Sticking things together, is that the melacha of lush or not? So they want to bring right to the Shalmi in other cases. They want to point out, Mishbubing down the case of the Taz, when you have these things that are cut dak, if bayam is not a sugya of lush, otherwise the bigger pieces, yom bayam is not a sugya of lush. So we have this idea of sticking things together, lav dakya, making a new unit. I mean, take flour and water and makes a new entity, makes a dough. What about things that are not making dough, but sticking things together? So it sounds like the Mishru and the Pais can be a girl, it's still, it's a wash. Combining things, sticking, making things into one, and the mice is going to be awesome. However, says the Mishru, when it's not dak, when you have these salad and the gregris and the schoimis, they're mixing together, not dak, then it comes along the Mishru, and the Taz, the Bach, the mice, it's mutter. So first we have Yisrael sticking things together, the mice are also. When it's not a case of dak, the mice are going to be mutter. What is the lumdus why it's mutter for? So it seems to be two ways saying over, not convenient cases. Someone Taino, the reason why the mice is mutter, because you see the big pieces here. Everyone sees pieces, you're not making it one. If you see this piece, that piece, the other piece, that's not an act of lush. Lush is making one dough, one entity. Seeing different things being stuck, being intertwined, is to not make one entity over here. Another way you can say it over, the reason why it's mutter, because they don't stick together. They have big pieces, they'll fall apart. Now just to take cases and see what this means over here. First, when you have eggs and oil, you have tuna fish and oil, these things mixed together, or even mayonnaise, avada is not big pieces. Tuna fish are small pieces, eggs are being mashed, small pieces, and avada will not have the heter. Again, there are pieces that you see them, but since they're small, they get mixed together, of course you have the suga of lush, you have to know the club to get a kalush. What about coleslaw? Can you make coleslaw on Shabbos? You want mayonnaise on it. So first, not too much what we make in the house, we make in the store. I show my wife, we buy from the store, the mice, you pick it up, they're all clumped together. It's all combined. There's a lot of mayonnaise inside. So this is Orcha Shabbos, you want to go do that on Shabbos, you might have a bayah. You have a sugar wash, they're stuck together over here. They are the last, the small pieces, they're all combined. Do we see each one? Do you see big pieces? You don't see, you see a mixture. I see things stuck together. Now, people come in the house, they make it with a little dressing, they don't really stick together. I don't know, they don't put that much mayonnaise, can't they?
What do you consider seeing each piece? Meaning, if coleslaw is not considered seeing each piece, then what is it?
We'll get to other cases.
But does it mean they stick together? When you serve yourself, you don't get the whole container, right?
That's the whole thing, but they come, but they're a stock.
Usually you don't get anything under your fork, you only get what's
no,
under
you
your
get board. Whatever's stuck with it.
Whatever's on top of your fork, you don't get anything
no,
on top of your fork.
No, they're stuck together. He's making a face at you. You don't know what you're talking about.
They're not stuck, they're intertwined.
Again, I know what goes on in your house. Certain cultures are certainly not a problem.
They're not stuck, they're intertwined. Meaning
no,
they're
no.
Long pieces, so they get...
Instead of buying, like, yesterday herring, go buy coleslaw, well, crackers. See? But you have to have something to drink with it also. Fine, let's see. Fine. Another example is because... What about these salad gezer, these carrot salads also over here, you put on top of mitz tabuzin, mitz lemon, kamal chadshani, and others also want to bring down that if mitzias is, they stick together, if you can go to the shiva, they have it, they stuck together, you pick them up, they all come together, you have a bayam, it's out of sugar, flush.
What?
The carrots all stuck together.
What, from lemon juice?
The lemon juice, yeah, lemon juice. Mitz limon, mitz tabuzin.
Together.
Let's try again. If people keep telling me certain ones I'm asking, but a lot of them are. I'll stick together. Now the argument that I see the swimming discuss is the case of tail salad. Do you make a tail salad on Shabbos? That means simple bottom or for Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos once in mice they can. Simple bottom. I'm sorry, can tell the Shabbos of Vosna and the Berkut mice come and they can. Now the reason first of all, there are two reasons why to be machmer. Number one, by tail salad specifically, when you had them, you have potatoes inside, you have small pieces of pepper, some sometimes celery inside, the mice, even though there are big potatoes there, there's only small pieces there. And therefore, the kids on the Shabbat says you have to worry about the small pieces. The single bottom brings them down, and the footnote and says no. I know, doesn't answer why not. There are certainly small pieces that are stuck in your tail salad. They're certainly stuck together. Every piece of tail salad stuck together? Yeah, certainly. That,
I think it's a lot more
than yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm saying fine. So, certainly stuck together, except the one tiny of that is the big pieces. That mice have come along other time. What do you mean? There also are small pieces. Number one. Number two, Roberto was one time, the whole Yisrael in Mishabruah is not mitzvah on the side of big and small. You want to say Mitzvah is stuck together or not. So Mitzvah is stuck together. Mice have a bayah over here. The one interesting shadow, which I live a hard time with, again, is Negetu. People now make these salads, lettuce, with mayonnaise and other dressings to it. I'm not sure what it's called. Lettuce with the mayonnaise dressing. That's an answer. Not salad. Mayonnaise. Memos, chasa, mayonnaise. It's not even dressing with mayonnaise. Yeah. Not
Caesar.
Rep lettuce, pure lettuce, or some, and they put with a dressing that's made out of mayonnaise. If they stick together, pick one up, other one come with it. Now come along the, they do. It's mayonnaise, it sticks. The Maisa, the Ida or Latin over here, the Maisa wants to be Machmer. Maisa here, the Maisa, I see here, number one, to make the big pieces over here. Number two, you're certainly not miscavenged to. This one, you can tell me closely you want together. Here, the Maisa, there's no Indian law, you have to like call these things together or not. It's purely for the idea of taste. We'll get to the case of eggs and onions, and one of the swords they want to make them, Shlomo Zalman would say, don't what the Mishmur writes by the Sugya Ma'ak Ma'at, Uchla is only make give you a taste to it, come make it a better taste, but they want to be makel. So it seems that Eilin does make that dressing mice on Shabbos. They stick together because they have no interest in sticking it together. It's purely for taste of Al Kabonomir, and they are big pieces by the case of the lettuce. Therefore, I don't think the mice is a case of a problem. Fine, Benjamin, next time, what I'd like to do is go through sip by sip, like Chazara style, get it clear what's going on in the Simonim over here. We'll stop the Sugyas, get clear what's in the Simonim. Benjamin will be either Wednesday or Thursday, what's I going to want? Thursday, fine. Is that Wednesday?